Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's May Soon. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I'm not sure. I know someone called me and then we went over it. They asked me questions and I answered them.
Okay, but you haven't, have you signed any documents at all with them?
No.
Okay. Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo?
You said what?
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Hold on, ma'am. I can barely hear you. One second.
Oh.
Can you, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, can you, okay, ask me that again, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I was just asking if you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking
So,
Depo.
yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, when I started taking the shots in February of 2021, I stopped in 2023. I was diagnosed it a little before February of 2021.
February of 2021.
But no, I was diagnosed like a month before that.
Okay, so in January.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera
Yes, ma'am.
lawsuit? Okay. And you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said yes, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Service of the brain.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is July 25th, 2000.
July 25th, 2000.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was also injured after taking Depo?
I think my great grandma.
Okay. And were you using the name brand injectable?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the Depo Provera or Depo
Depo-Vera.
And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
You said what, ma'am?
Did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
No, did I use Depo? No, I started in 2021.
Okay, so you started using it in 2021, and when did you stop?
2023.
Okay. So yeah, that is within that time frame from 1992 through
Oh,
yeah. That's okay.
sorry. Bad at math.
Right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
But you know.
Okay. And I have your first name here as IYANNA.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name EASON.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
IYANNARAYAN. NAY at gmail.com.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
It's currently at 19655 Rock Springs Road, Hesperia, California.
Okay. And what is your social?
609-21-0648.
Thank you. And then was the depot administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
Actually a doctor.
A doctor. And do you have an estimate of how many times you were injected with the product?
I think it was like 6 times or 4. I think it was 6 or 4. I'm not sure. I have a calendar that I've written down of all the injections, so I could look at it if you want me to.
Okay, it could just be your best estimate.
I would say, I'm going to just say between 5 then.
Okay. 5. And then what was the name of that doctor that was administering it?
Hold on, I have that on my book. Let me just grab my book real quick, it's easier because I wrote all this down just so I could remember. Let me see.
Okay.
1 second. Okay, I have found my thing right. Okay, his name was Dr. DM. DM Tran.
DM. Okay, and what was the name of the facility?
Yes, it's Loma Linda University Medical Center. Hold on, baby, hold on. Oh, he farted on me. He farted right on my lap.
Oh.
Did I get you?
And was this also your prescribing doctor, or did you have a different one?
No, it's the same doctor.
Okay. And for this one, I have the address 11370 Anderson Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, and she was also your prescribing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
No, it was just a Walgreens pharmacy.
Okay. And do you know the address for that or what street it was on?
I think it was the one on Foothill.
Off Foothill?
Yeah, Foothill and Grove. Or I think it was that Foothill? Yeah, Foothill and Grove. Or it was, no, actually it was Foothill. Sorry, I forgot the other street. It's off in Upland.
Upland. Okay. Oh, yeah, Foothill Boulevard in Upland.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
It was, biopsy, CT scan, and MRI. And blood test.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike. Was that at the same facility?
Oh, sorry. Not Dr. Mike. Sorry. I got my thing mixed up with my son's doctor. Sorry. It was Dr. Justin.
Dr. Justin. Do you have his last name?
Yes. Justin Dye. His last name is Gye. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I got it. I did it.
Okay. And was this also at the Loma Linda University?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Well, no.
Right. And did you receive any treatment for your meningioma?
Yes.
What type?
It was craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay. And then who was your treating doctor?
Stop, Jeremy. Stop it. The same doctor I told you, Dr. Justin.
Okay. Dr. Justin. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Do you know the dates that you were hospitalized?
No, ma'am, I can't get off that.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't, but the hospital does. I did, but I had lost that phone.
Okay, that's okay, but you know for a fact it's at the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then lastly, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did
Okay.
you want to provide one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My grandmother, let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No.
Okay, then I'm ready for her number.
Okay, her number is 909 442 2580.
80. And her first and last name?
Starla Upshaw.
You spell that for me?
Yes, it's going to be STERLA. LE UP CHA U.
Okay, so her first name was STERLE.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know her email address or?
No.
All right, and have you used DocuSign before?
Sorry, I could barely hear you, ma'am. One second.
Okay.
Have I used what?
DocuSign before?
No. Oh,
Okay.
actually, I think I have. I think I have. I'm not sure. That's for email, right?
Yeah, I could send it. So I'm going to send over the documents as a text message and to your email. So whichever one you prefer opening.
Okay. Over email is fine.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you don't hit mommy.
Did you receive it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then while you're looking over that right now, I'm also going to send you another text just for my direct line so you have my number.
Sorry, my son is like distracting me. Say that again, ma'am. Sorry.
That's okay. Just while you're looking over that right now, I'm going to send another text that's just my direct line so you can keep my number in case you had any questions.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty dope. I didn't know you could do all this science stuff.
Okay, I just received it. Right. And then did you get my second text from the 949 number?
Hold on, let me see. One second.
Okay.
Stop it. For my 909, you said?
949.
No, I haven't gotten any messages. Let me see. I got a second thing now. Let me see. Wait, you said another number texting me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get another number texting
Okay, well then I just sent it to your email as well, so I put my number as well as the attorney's. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the
Okay.
next steps. But I sent you their number in case you missed their call, and then mine is the 949 area code in case you had any questions for me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, so thank you for your time.